Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're digging into Martha S., Jones's Vanguard, and Sophie. I have to ask, did you know that the whole story of women's suffrage we grew up with is basically missing half the picture?
I'm Sophie, and yeah, that's exactly why this book hit me so hard. Jones shows that Black women were not just foot soldiers in the suffrage movement, they were often the most radical, visionary leaders. And they've been systematically erased from the story.
Right, the standard narrative is all Seneca Falls, Susan B., Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and then the 19th Amendment in 1920, like a neat little victory arc. But Jones starts way earlier, in the 1830s, with women like Maria Stuart.
Maria Stuart was a free Black woman in Boston who became one of the first American women to speak publicly about politics. And she got driven off the stage for it, criticized by both white and Black men who thought women shouldn't speak in public. But she set a template.
A template that said the fight for Black freedom and women's rights were inseparable. You couldn't prioritize one over the other. And that's the thread Jones pulls through the whole book. It's not just about the vote. It's about human dignity, economic justice, protection from violence.
Exactly.
And that brings us to Frances Ellen Watkins Harper. She was a prolific writer and lecturer, and at the 1866 National Woman's Rights Convention, she gave this incredible speech where she said to white women, "You speak of rights. I speak of wrongs." That line is so powerful.
It's a gut punch, because white women were complaining about their lack of the vote, but Black women were dealing with slavery, lynching, economic exploitation. Harper saw that the vote was necessary, but not enough. You needed economic independence, education, safety.
And then comes the real fracture. After the...
That's the part that made me angry. Black women were caught in the middle, told to choose between their race and their gender. But many refused. Sojourner Truth tried to vote in 1867 and was turned away. She knew the vote was a practical tool for protecting Black communities.
And then there's Ida B. Wells Barnett. Everyone knows her anti-lynching work, but Jones shows she was also a fierce suffrage activist. At the 1913 Women's Suffrage Parade in D.C., organizers tried to segregate Black participants. Wells Barnett refused to march at the back. She just slipped into the Illinois delegation and marched with the white women.
That's such a perfect image of what Jones calls the vanguard. Black women who would not accept second-class citizenship, even within the movement for women's rights. They insisted on being visible and counted.
And even after the 19th Amendment passed in 1920, Black women in the South were still blocked by poll taxes, literacy tests, and violence. So they kept organizing. Jones traces that through the civil rights movement, Fannie Lou Hamer, Ella Baker, the whole push for the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Hamer's testimony at the 1964 Democratic National Convention is just searing. She asked, "Is this America? The land of the free and the home of the brave?" And that helped galvanize support for the Voting Rights Act. But Jones also notes that the act has been weakened by recent Supreme Court decisions.
Right, so the struggle continues. And that's the deeper point of the book. Black women's activism was never just about adding names to the voter rolls. It was about redefining what citizenship means. They insisted that true democracy requires full equality across race, gender, and class.
Honestly, the thing I'm taking away is that the vote is not a gift. It's something you have to claim and defend every generation. And the people who've done that most powerfully are often the ones history has tried to erase. That's a humbling and motivating thought.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Vanguard is a reminder that democracy is a practice, not a possession.
And that the most radical act is to claim your place in a society that has tried to erase you. We'll see you in the next one.